Thank you. Right, now I know you've got activity packs, but I will need some helpers. So if there are any young people who'd like to come and help me. Thank you. I'm just standing there for a minute. I love those shoes. Brilliant shoes. Two. Am I going to get any more? Going to come and help me? You can bring mummy or daddy if you want. Right. Oh. So today we're I want those shoes. Today we're starting a look at the I am sayings of Jesus. Jesus gave us seven things that he said, I am. And we're going to start this first one. Now I want you to look at the screen up there, or the screen up there. And there's going to be a drawing that gives us a clue about what we're looking at. So let's just see if this works. Can anybody tell me what this is? What do you think it's going to be? Who said that? Bread. Yeah. The bread of life. That's what Jesus said he was in this I am saying. What did that mean? Well, let's have a look at that. Can you take this out of here? There are lots of breads. I don't know what your favourite one is, but let's see what we've got in here. Could you take that one out for me? Hold it up high. What sort of bread is that? White bread. White bread. Not the healthiest, but probably the most useful. Do you like white bread?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a thumbs up for white bread. Right, I need somebody to take the next one out and hold it up. What have we got there? Brown bread. A little bit more healthy. Right, next. Let's see what I can't remember what we've got next. who wants to take another one out of here? Okay, Ayla, you take that one out for me. And can you hold, come round here, Ayla, and hold it up really high. And it might be a bit difficult to see. It's a what? Pita bread. Yes, pita bread. Ayla likes pita bread, so that's good. Right, next. What have we got? Who's my next person? Okay, can you take that one out? This is a bit more posh. Do you want to put that down? Put it on the floor. That's fine if it's a bit heavy. Hold that one up. This is for the sophisticated people among you. Oh, no, I've gone too far. Anybody know what that is? Sourdough. Yes, it's the sort that breaks your teeth. Nobody knows why anybody invented it. Right. And finally, my final person up there, would you like to come? And this is some people might say this isn't bread, but it is because it's made with yeast. Would you like to take those out there and tell me what they are?
Donuts.
Now, I love donuts. They don't love me. My hips don't love them anyway, but we're going to put those there. Would you like to put those back in the bag for me? Bread. Does anybody know? And now I'm going to send Martin round with the thing. You just put it there, that's fine. Who knows what group of foods bread belong to? Yes, carbohydrates. And carbohydrates are very good because they give us energy. They can be bad as well, but they are very good for energy. You need them. They help us to make our muscles work so we can do things like running, like I did this morning. However, I didn't eat any carbohydrates, so probably I'll fall over in a minute. And bread also is very important in the Bible. It was something that Jews used as a symbol, as the thing that God gave them to keep them going. Now, just before our passage today, Jesus had done a miracle involving bread. Who can tell me what that miracle was? I've got one here. He fed the 5,000. Well done. He did indeed feed the 5,000. And this made a big impression on the Jews that were there, wouldn't it? If you saw somebody have five loaves, you took the loaves that I've got here and then fed 5,000 people? And it made them follow him around because they thought, what's this man going to do? What miracles can he do if he can do that with bread? You see, bread was very important. There was another miracle in the Old Testament with Moses, which involved God providing food. Does anybody know what that was? Can we have it with the microphone so everybody can hear?
Manna.
Manna, that's it. He fed them with manna. And so they wanted to know, what was Jesus going to do? How was he going to help them? What was he going to give them? How was God going to provide for them? Was he going to make sandwiches? But no, you see, Jesus said, it's me that's the bread. I am the bread of life. I am the one who's come to give you real food. Food that won't stop you, will stop you being hungry, and you won't get hungry again. But they didn't understand. They didn't know what he was talking about. You see, we need things for energy physically, but we need things for energy spiritually. And God wanted to give us something that would feed us spiritually. So not just the manna. He said, I am the bread of life. Who comes to me will not be hungry. Who believes in me will never thirst. So you can eat all that bread and donuts, but you will be hungry later. Probably not for quite a while if you ate all that bread and donuts, but certainly eventually. Because you see, we need the bread of life to help us as Christians. Because without Jesus, who is the bread who feeds us, everything else is pointless. Praying, going to church. It's like pizza without the crust. It's just lots of bits floating around in a box. You try having pizza without the crust and ordering it. When you get the box, there'll just be a load of vegetables, a bit of meat, wandering around a box. And that's the Christian church without the bread of life. A lot of Christians wandering around, praying, but not held together by that bread. And also, he provides that energy. You see, bread gives us energy to live. Jesus gives us energy through the Holy Spirit to be real Christians who can help him and to live in him and him in us. Now, there's a test for you up on that screen. You might have to look at the big one. In that word grid, there are some words. Who can find them? Well, we've got someone here. Just one.
Bread.
Bread, yes. Any others?
Always.
Always.
Enough.
Enough.
Jesus.
Jesus. And there's one more.
Live.
Live. Jesus, bread, always enough. Live. Jesus is enough. He is the bread that allows us to live the Christian life. He came down from heaven and he says that if we eat of him, in other words, if we let him into our lives, then he gives us life eternal. And what do we have to do to have this bread? I had to go to the shop just before this service to buy this bread because I don't have bread in my house. So I went and bought that at the shop. Well, what do we have to do in order to have Jesus' bread? Do you know what it said in the reading that it said we needed to do? Oh, nobody was listening. What do we need to do? It's kind of. Come on, somebody. What do we need to do to receive the bread of life?
We have to come to him.
Yeah, and I heard somebody shout out the specific word.
Believe.
That's it. Well done. We just have to believe. We're told that we need to believe. When they asked Jesus, what must we do to do the work of God? He said, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. That is all we need to do. Now, like carbohydrates provide us with energy for our physical needs, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, provides us with the energy we need to run that race that Paul tells us about. We are running a race, and you need energy to run a race. Right, I'm going to have, as I've got three of you here, carefully, I would like you to run to the door and back and see who comes first. Come on then, cheer them on, run. Turn round, come back. Whoa, come on. Oh, well done. Whoa. And well done. So, the one who came first gets an extra prize. That's that. But I have... Who came up and helped me? Would you like to come up again? Because Jesus' energy has our mini rolls. Who else came up to help?
Can you say thank you? Thank you.
You see, Jesus is enough. When he says, I am the bread of life, he is saying, I am enough. Do we believe that is the case, or are we trying to add stuff to the message? He says, I am enough. I am the bread that gives you eternal life. Amen.